It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Coming to you live down here from Seneca, Kansas, here at 92.1 KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Brendan Prophet, back in studio, Kurt Kilman, and we have our Game of the Week here on a Friday. It's the Raleigh County Falcons of Class 3A coming here on the road, taking on the Nemaha Central Thunder, a Class 3A battle, and a Big East matchup here for these two teams, taking each other on to finish out Big East play. We got our girls matchup first, then follow we'll have our boys game upcoming. We'll have a good girls match, two teams that have 12 wins on this season. Raleigh County Falcons, 12-6 this year, 7-2 in the Big East. Nemaha Central girls, 12-7 on the year, and 7-2 in Big East play. And you look ahead to our boys matchup coming up a little later. Raleigh County boys, 6-12 on this season. Nemaha Central boys, 7-12. So both boys teams, 12 losses. Both girls teams, 12 wins. So a lot of parity between both sides on the opposing gender sides. But you kind of look here, this girls match, and this is a big matchup for these two teams, as both Nemaha and Raleigh County have 7 wins in the Big East and are looking to also compete, and of course in the sub-state seeding. Right now, Raleigh County sits 5th on the girls' side in the Sabetha sub-state, where Nemaha Central is currently sitting 7th. You look at our boys' game, Nemaha Central boys are sitting ahead of Raleigh County at 10th, while Raleigh County is sitting at number 12. So not much of a difference between both sides. This is a crucial matchup coming down to the very end of the season for both girls and boys' team. But as I mentioned, we have our girls' game upcoming here first. Nemaha Central, seeing that is 12-7 on the season. Right now they're defending their home court, 6-2. They have a one-game winning streak. They just beat St. Mary's. They went 59-26. It was the bounce back after two straight losses to Hiawatha and Silver Lake, two really well and refined teams out of the Big East that are looking to compete for the Big East title. And, well, I just mentioned the word Big East title, Raleigh County, no stranger to that. They won the first ever one last season. They went 10-0 in Big East play. Their first Big East loss ever was this year against Silver Lake, 57-43. And they also took a loss to Jeff West, 52-43. So, both teams have lost to Silver Lake. Raleigh County losing 57-43. Nemaha Central on the other side losing 66-37. Raleigh County, they beat Hiawatha, giving them their first loss in Big East play, 51-43. While recently Nemaha Central, again, as I mentioned, just lost to Hiawatha by 4, 44-40. Last year, Nemaha Central, they placed 3rd in the Big East play, 8-2 in the league with a 15-7 finish. Unfortunately, would not go to state last year. They fell in the sub-state semifinal to the 3A champs Halstead, 36-28. And on the other side, as you look at Raleigh County, they also fell in sub-states in the championship round. Unfortunately for them, they lost to Heston 43-38 after winning the first round against Belle Plaine, 52-33, and then winning the second round against Southeast of Saline, 39-18. One thing about this Raleigh County team is they are replacing 4 starters from last year's team, but their JV unit last year went 18-1, so they bring a lot of great players up in here from the younger side of the roster, a lot of sophomores that have earned some time on the floor, including some freshmen that we'll get into here in just a little bit as well. Here, this being the first meeting between these two teams this year, and looking to make it a good one here tonight down here at Seneca, Kansas. All right, we're going to take a 3-minute break. We'll come back, get you starters and more pregame action here between Nemaha Central and Raleigh County. Up first is our girls matchup, all here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Here with you down at Seneca, Kansas, the 92.1 KMZ, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network, here for our girls' matchup upcoming here in about 7 minutes or so. Riley County taking on Nemaha Central Thunder, a 3A matchup, and a matchup here in the Big East to finish out Big East play between these two teams. Here, Riley County 12-6 overall, 7-2 in the Big East, and Nemaha Central 12-7 overall in 7-2 in Big East play. These two teams meeting for the first time here this season. Of course, a lot of familiar opponents. We talked about that in the first segment, but now we're going to talk and dive into starters. Starting here with the away team in Riley County. Starting off here, Audrey Hawley, the 5'9" sophomore guard who last year averaged 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. This season, she's averaging 12 points and 5 rebounds a game. Addie Gooch, the 5'4" freshman guard who's averaging this season 8.5 points per game and 3 rebounds a game. Isabel Nelson, the 5'9" freshman guard who's averaging 5.5 points per game and 3 rebounds per game. Raleigh Matoska, the 5'6" junior forward, the lone returning starter from last year. He's got 2 years starting experience, a third team all-league selection from last year. She's averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds a game as a sophomore, but here as a junior, she's averaging 6.5 and 4 rebounds per game. And to finish out, Emma Anders, the 5'8" junior forward. You know, last year was just averaging a little over a point per game, but here she's averaging 7.5 points per game and 4 rebounds a game this season. Riley County is head coached by Kelsey Nelson. And again, one more time here through for Riley County. It's Audrey Hawley, Audie Gooch, Isabel Nelson, Riley Matoska, and Emma Anders. And for the home team in tonight's matchup, Nemaha Central Thunder of Class 3A, Emma Hermish, the 5'8" junior guard, who leads the team with steals at 2.6 steals per game. The lone returning starter here for Nemaha Central. He's got 245 points scored this season, averaging 13 points a game. Ellie Snyder, the 5'8" sophomore post, who averaged 2 points a game last season. She's tripled that with 6 points a game here this year. She also hit 36 beyond the arc last year. Her percentage went down to 23%, but she's still an efficient shooter at 35% from the field total. Caroline, Nordis, the 5'9" sophomore post, who currently leads the team with rebounds of 100 on the season, averaging 2 offensive rebounds a game and 5.5 rebounds per contest. And then to refine it out, Jade Mackey, the 5'6" senior guard, who averages a point per game and 2.2 rebounds a game. Neil Hall Central, led by head coach Pat Hilgen, his 16th season. He's got over 270 wins here in his career. He's won 7 league titles and multiple state tournament appearances. One more time here for Nemaha Central. It's Emma Hermish, Kenny McKee, Bailey Snyder, Caroline Nordis, and Jade Mackey. So diving into some keys here for this matchup for, of course, both teams. Nemaha Central, team averaging 48 points per game, only allowing an average of 37 points per game. You turn the page and look at Riley County, averaging 43 points per game and only allowing an average of 35 points per game. So both these teams not scoring too high, but also holding their opponents to low averages. And yeah, that's about what this game is going to try to shape up to be here on both sides, limiting the scoring potential of the opponent, keep it within a very low grind game between both these teams. And of course, you look at the top players on both sides. Audrey Hawley, the 5'9 sophomore, I mean, she's going to look to come out and be absolutely electrifying here for Riley County. She's going to be pushing the ball down the floor as the point guard, trying to get the ball to her teammates, but also be unselfish to take the ball a couple times down herself. And look on the other side, Emma Hermish, well, she's an all-around guard. She's an incredible player for just a junior. She's a physical guard and a good three-point shooter. She had 20 threes last year. She's already at 17 threes this year. I mean, there's not much you can say negatively about Hermish. She's a player who can kind of do it all for your team, and she'll be expected to do it here for Nemaha Central. It's going to be who kind of steps up here on the sidebar for both of these teams to kind of refine out those rosters, of course, here for Nemaha Central. I mean, you look at the next one up, Candy McKee, Bailey Snyder, both of them averaging pretty high points per game averages. Just only 4 players on this Nemaha Central team that have over 100 points scored so far this season. Hermish, McKee, Snyder, as well as Nordis. All 4 of them are going to look to battle hard in this matchup. But one thing really key on that's interesting, 3 senior starters here for Nemaha Central in this matchup. Kennedy McKee, Caroline Nordis, as well as Jade Mackey, all 3 senior starters here tonight's action for Nemaha Central. But then you kind of look over to Riley County, and it's pretty young. In fact, not only is there not a senior starting, there is 2 freshmen and 1 sophomore starting here on this lineup for Riley County, with Holly Adiguch and as well Isabel Nelson. And then you refine it out with 2 juniors, and Matoska and Anders. So for Riley County, a team that doesn't carry a whole lot of senior weight, only 1 senior here starting lineup there for them. Or not on the starting lineup, but on the lineup. And Bell Hancock, the 5'4" senior guard, who averages 3.5 points per game. So Riley County, you know, they graduated 4 starters last year, and now they're having to bring a lot of players up, a lot of young players as well. But these young players, they're playing tough. They're playing hard. They come off a year where they went 18-1 as a junior varsity, and this season they've had a very good year where they've competed with a lot of the top teams. And of course, I mentioned one of the big highlights there, taking down Hiawatha 51-43, a team that's come out and been red hot this season now from Hiawatha. So again, Riley County, they've had a lot of ups and had a couple downs, but this could definitely be a highlight in the season form if they can come up to Seneca and take down the Nemaha Central team. And, you know, well, on Seneca's side, this is the kind of win that they need. Seneca, they won a nice stretch in the middle of the season where they had 8 straight wins right after the loss against Valley Heights, but then they fell back-to-back against Hiawatha and Troy in the Thunder Classic Tournament. They were able to bounce back against Rossville, but then, again, back-to-back straight losses, Hiawatha, Silver Lake, and then the bounce back against St. Mary's, 59-26. So both these teams, it's a crucial win. There's no really other way to word it. There's no better way to put it. Both these teams, 12 wins, neck and neck in the sub-state race, neck and neck also trying to compete for a top finish in the Big East. And it's all on the table here between these two teams. They're all definitely going to be putting it all out on the court for both sides. Right now, here's starters coming out on the floor for both sides. Of course, we've already giving you the starters one more time here through for both sides. Riley County, again, the 5'9 sophomore guard, Audrey Halling, the 5'4 freshman guard, Addie Gooch, 5'9 freshman guard, Isabel Nelson, the 5'6 junior forward and lone returning starter from last year, Riley Matoska, and the 5'8 junior, Emma Anders. And for Nemaha Central, Emma Hermers, the 5'8 junior guard, the 5'5 senior guard, Kenya McKee, the 5'8 sophomore post, Bailey Snyder, 5'9 senior post, Caroline Nordis, and the 5'6 senior guard, Jade Mackey. Now both teams are getting ready, huddled up, preparing here for basketball action. Again, as a reminder, first meeting between these two teams here this season. And looking to make this an important matchup. To remember on both sides, as both teams come into the huddle, we'll get right here into the basketball action here live on 92.1 KMZA for the MSU Sports Radio Network. Again, Kurt Kelman back into you. Quinter Prophet down here live at Seneca, Kansas, as both teams are taking off to half court. 4 minutes and four quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action, getting ready to rock and roll down here from Seneca, Kansas. And coming out to half court, Nemaha Central, Emma Hermish in the middle, and Audrey Hawley on the opposite side of her. And here a tip-off has begun. Audrey Hawley wins it, and Riley County will start working with it left or right of your dial. Here with it is Riley County to start it off. Here with Anders, left side drive, now kicked out to the right, back up top. Here's up for Hawley, three-point shot is off to the right of the board and rebounded by Caroline Nordis. Nemaha Central, their first possession, locked and loaded. There's the top of the arc, now left side seam to McKee. McKee back to Mackey. Mackey on the far side corner, back up top to Mackey. Mackey to McKee, inside look, and nearly out of bounds, picked inside, going up and finishing for two, Kenny McKee for Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central strikes first up 2-0 over Riley County with 7:16 to go here in this opening quarter. Riley County looking to respond with Annie Gooch. If I put four freshmen, as I said, two freshmen here starting tonight for Riley County. 300 classmen with a sophomore and only two juniors. Riley County working it outside the three-point line right now with 14 seconds here on the shot clock. Here on the far side wing, a dribble inside from Matoska. Now kick out top. Missed three-pointer. All's on the floor. Clearing the glass is Nordis for Nemaha Central. She's got back-to-back defensive rebounds for the Thunder. McKee on the left side wing, and she loses that ball off her hands. That'll be the first turnover of the game for Nemaha Central. Riley County resets, working left to right. Riley County in the powder blue tops with the white numerals. On the opposite side, Nemaha Central, white tops, white bumps with the purple numerals and stripes. Riley County having it on the near side wing. Gooch, left side to Nelson. Nelson, inside pass off to Anders, and Anders is fouled. It will go up to the line and shoot two. Emma Anders, a 5'8 junior forward who averages 7.5 points per game here this season. Four rebounds a game. Last year, only 1.2 points per game. Her first free throw is sliced to the basket. Nemaha Central up by 1, 2-1 here over Riley County. 6:25 to go here in this opening quarter of play. And they are going to take away this second free throw attempt with a violation from Riley County. And Nemaha Central will take over. Only one free throw will get to come through for Anders. And now Nemaha Central takes over, working right to left. Down your dial, Mackey. Mackey stopped on her foot. Now she'll go to McKee on the far side. Back to Mackey. Mackey veering to her left, now looking back right on the spin, finding on a low pass to McKee. McKee dribbling out to the seam, now the wing, back up top to Mackey. Back to her left to Snyder, Mackey, McKee. McKee dribbling into the wing, kicking down the baseline, opposite side skip, three-pointer from the near wing, and miss from Snyder and rebounded by Riley County. First three-pointer miss in the game for Nemaha Central. Glass was cleared by Gooch, and now a three-pointer to respond. Riley County snags it with Emma Anders. He's got all 4 points here for Riley County. Riley County now 1-for-2 outside the arc. They take the lead for our first lead change in this first quarter. 4-2 over Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central quickly turns it back over for their second time. in this first quarter. Substitution here on the floor for Riley County. Isabel Nelson back in here, the 5'9" freshman for Riley County. As well as Sarah Effiong for the Falcons. Riley County working with it. Up top, Anders. Anders to her right to Holly. Holly can get overhead. Left side, Effiong driving, stopping a foot in front of the basket, but misses the easy bunny. And they'll get her on the baseline for a turnover. Riley County, their first turnover of the contest. There, they're up by 2, 4-2. And scored the last 4 straight points after getting up the first bucket to Nemaha Central. 5:11 to go here in this opening quarter. Nemaha Central with it. Up top, Hermit. Schirmish to her left. To Mackey. Mackey opposite side. Skip. Far wing. McKee. McKee inside. Hermit stepping into the elbow. Now inside the paint with a little shimmy. And fouled. Going up to the line to shoot to Emma Hermit. Hermish this season, 26-55 from the free throw line, 47%. Nemaha Central as a team is hitting 59% from the free throw line. Hermish tosses his first one up and it hits the back of the board and goes off. Substitutions coming in for Nemaha Central. They'll tag in Liza Leager. As well as Meg Honeyman, the 5'9 sophomore. Second free throw here on the way for Hermish, and that one. Here is Silk through the net. Nemaha Central down by 1, 4-3 to Riley County with 4:59 to go here in the opening quarter. Riley County trying to break a press. They push it down the floor with Effiong. Effiong nearly loses the ball. She'll bounce pass back to teammate near side to Gooch. Gooch here cutting through the fenders. Ball's bounced off a couple of hips and picking it back up as Riley County. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Nemaha Central. Riley County will throw it in underneath the glass. On the toss in will be Addie Gooch. Substitution for Riley County. Audrey Hawley comes back in. Sarah Effiong comes back to the bench. Here on the inbound, Gooch throws it in. A quick look to the block and a finish from Tegan Kennedy, the 5'6" junior forward. And she's just entered the game for Riley County. Assist given to Addie Gooch. In the process, Kennedy was fouled, so she will get the and one opportunity. Another substitution for Riley County. Isabel Nelson back in on the floor, the 5'9" freshman guard. Here's the and one shot. It's up and off the back heel. And making the rebound is Nemaha Central Hermish. Hermish. Now right side, Nelson out of bounds on the toss. Nemaha Central, and they'll say last touch by Riley County. Nemaha Central will throw it in with Hermish. Hermish right under the glass. Nemaha Central running a box set, trying to find it out to Leager up top. She snags it at the elbow, backs up to the seam, now left to Hermish. Hermish inside step, outside back dribble. Now to Honeyman. Honeyman in the Nordis, looking to the basket, missing the shot. And the board by Holly. Down the floor, Riley County pushing the ball. Far side wing. Up top, Anders. To the right side to Nelson. Nelson back to Anders. Just swinging around here to the 3-point line. Riley County up by 3, 6-3 over Nemaha Central. 4 minutes to go here in this opening quarter. Holly with it on the far side wing. Now inside pass. This ball is loose and picked up for a steal by Kenny McKee. Your first steal of the game, second turn for Riley County. Down the floor, now to Hermish. Hermish drives inside the paint, throws a stiff arm, and they're going to get her on a charge. Charge called against Emma Hermish. 13th foul of the quarter for Nemaha Central. Second foul of the game against Emma Hermish. Substitutions here on the floor for Riley County. Looking to bring in Matoska back in, the lone returning starter from last year. And one of the two juniors who came in from the starting lineup, Riley County tonight. Matoska comes in for Isabel Nelson. Riley County throwing it left to right in on inbound. Full court pressure being applied. Gooch now back to Holly. Holly on the right side wing and nearly getting the ball taken away from Honeyman, applying the defensive pressure. But Riley County maintains the possession and they give it away with a double dribble from Isabel Nelson. Third turnover of the game for Riley County. Nemaha Central inbounds it in from their own bench, so getting it from quarter court, taking it down the floor. Leager, bounce pass to Snyder. Snyder throwing it to the top of the arc to McKee, and she loses that ball out to the right of herself. And Nemaha Central, their third turnover now here of the quarter. 3:50-25 left to go here in the first. 6-3, Nemaha Central. 3-point deficit to Riley County. We're back out on the floor here for Nemaha Central, Jade Mackey, and coming back in for Riley County. Coming out, Kennedy, and in is Emma Andrews. Riley County here on the offensive side in their own backcourt, pushing it down the floor past the timeline. Holly on the right side wing, and she'll skip it over top. Far side wing, three-pointer flyer off the iron, rebounded by the offense, and looking for a putback underneath is Matoska. Couldn't get it to go through, and a jump ball. Scramble between Andrews and Mackey. And possession arrow will go in favor here of Nemaha Central. Nemaha with it, pushing it right to left. They get it down the floor, Mackey to Snyder. Snyder back to Mackey on the right side. Mackey, Snyder, Snyder. Left side look to Honeyman, and she gets the ball knocked away on an attempted pass. Down the floor with the steal is Gooch, trying to make the bunny. Couldn't get the finish. The ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Nemaha Central. Both sides playing very efficient defense here in this first quarter. Riley County looking for the inbound play. They go inside it to Isabel Nelson, but they get a travel right on her. That's her second turnover of this game. She's got a double dribble, now a travel. And our first timeout on the game here, it's by Nemaha Central, the 30-second timeout. We'll take it here as well. 2:45 to go here in the opening quarter. 6-3, Nemaha Central down by 3 to Riley County. We're back in 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
.2:45 to go here in the opening quarter. 6-3, Riley County over Nemaha Central. Coming off the 30-second timeout by NC as the Thunder here taking it down the floor. Snyder shot missed inside the paint and rebound by Leager. Nemaha Central resets it back up off the offensive board by Leager. Key going inside, look to Leager on the elbow, and a foul called on the baseline on Riley County. Official comes over here with the numbers, and he shows it number 12, Isabel Nelson. That's her first foul of the game, second team foul for Riley County. Nemaha Central. Inbound play, Mackey throwing it in, going over to the top of the arc right side, picked up by Honeyman at half court. Honeyman, Key, near side look to Snyder. Snyder, to the left corner to Nordis. Nordis dribbling 1-1 against Holly. Back up top right here, running a 2-3 zone defense, Riley County, as Nemaha Central is pushing this ball outside the 3-point line. Honeyman looking left, Snyder. Snyder, Honeyman. Honeyman right to Mackey. Mackey looking inside, ball swatted away by Holly. 10 seconds here left up on the shot clock. 2 minutes on the primary. We're in quarter one, 6-3, Riley County over Nemaha Central. Mackey with the inbound, right side of the glass on a box set. She's looking to her right. She'll find it to Leager. Leager steps to her right. Now back left, finding to Mackey. Mackey dribbles up to the seam. Now up top, now inside the stripe to Leager. Leager misses one off the board, and the rebound is by Isabel Nelson. Riley County down the floor with Nelson. Nelson kicks it out. It's worked around the corner, back up to the wing. And they're going to get a travel on that far side, called on Addie Gooch. That is the second travel of the game for Riley County, and then their fourth turnover here of the quarter. Sarah Epion coming back in for Riley County. Nemaha Central on the inbound, their side of the floor with Leager. On the crowd sideline, far side, she'll throw it in to Mackey. Mackey back to Leager. Leager to McKee. McKee on the left corner. Here's Snyder. Snyder looking to the elbow on a pass. The ball is lost, but picked back up by Nemaha Central. Back right pass to Mackey. Up top, Snyder left seam. Now at the elbow. And thrown out of bounds by Leager. But they're going to say it was touched by Riley County last. Leager has the inbound from Riley County's bench. Off the close touch, thrown to Mackey. Mackey McKee, 13 seconds here on the shot clock. Still working around the three-point line. Riley County's put on a very tough-to-handle 2-3 zone for Nemaha Central. Far corner. Here's Snyder, driving baseline. Got a bunny, but couldn't finish. Holly clears the board. Down the floor, she heads with the ball. Passing to her teammate. Gets it between the wickets, and it's picked up for a steal by Caroline Nordis. Down the floor, Leager, Caroline at the charity stripe. Kicks it back out. 47 seconds to go in this first quarter. 6-3. Riley County up by 3 over Nemaha Central. Leager passing it to the opposite side block to Snyder, and Snyder, they're going to call a jump ball. Now that'll be a turnover for Snyder. Giving that ball to Riley County. Both teams, 5 turnovers here in this opening quarter. Isabel Nelson coming back in here for Riley County. Riley County, they have replenished their team a lot here in this opening quarter, making plenty of substitutes. Gooch takes this one down the floor, off to the scores table side, now drives in the nail, flips it out to Effie Young. Effie Young out to her right on the seam, now back up top to Gooch. Gooch left Effie Young, 18 here on the shot clock, 20 on the primary, left to go here in this first quarter. Riley County up by 3 to Nemaha Central. Inside pass, Anders spinning on the block and finishing for 2. Anders, 6 points in this opening quarter for Riley County. Nemaha Central with an Effion, got a steal, pass half court, into track race against Mackey, and Effion finishes to end quarter number 1. Riley County up by 5, 8-3 after 8 minutes of play. We'll take a 60-second break. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSU Sports Radio Network to the start of quarter number 2. Right here at 10-3 game. Here, Riley County leads up by 7 over Nemaha Central. Forgot to count the last bucket there at the end of that quarter. They just put it up on the board. That was by Sarah Effiong. She had a steal and deal to end the quarter at half court. Nemaha Central starts this ball to begin quarter 2. Nemaha Central with it down by 7. At the top, Hermish. Hermish to the right side of Mackey. Mackey high pointing it. Up back to the top of the arc to McKee. McKee kicking out to Honeyman. Honeyman stepping inside the seam. Now cash back out to the top of the arc. Back right side, Mackey. 14 seconds here on the shot clock. Driving baseline. Snyder, Honeyman, 3-point flyer off miss. And now Nemaha Central gets the offensive rebound. It's from Snyder. And they'll set it back up top for a three-pointer from Hermish, and she'll miss it. Nemaha Central 0 for 3 outside the arc. Rebound from Holly down the floor for Riley County. Gooch swinging it around the three-point line right now. Gooch with it at the top. Screen set for her. She'll drive in the nail. She'll kick it out. Three-point fire off and nailed by Audrey Holly. Their first points of the game, Riley County, 2-3 outside the arc. Nemaha Central battles it down the floor, past the timeline, Hermish. Slipping this pass back and forth between Mackey and Hermish. Now back up to Hermish. Drive to the left block, trying to finish, foot in front of the rim, but couldn't. And the rebound picked up by Matoska, her second rebound of the game. Holly, Anders. Anders, far side, Nelson, three-pointer, far off the iron, but rebounded by Holly, and she'll turn it over right after making the rebound. She throws it to Bailey Snyder, her first steal of the game, and a timeout here is called. A full timeout on the floor. We'll take 60 seconds aside, 13-3. Riley County leads over to Indiana Central. We're back in 60.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Coming out of Seneca's second timeout here of the game. 6:15 to go here in the second quarter. 13-3. Nemaw Central down by 10 to Riley County. Coming right out, and a foul is immediately called here against Riley County. It's the second foul of the game called on Matoska. She'll have to take here to the bench. The top player, one of the top players here for Riley County. She'll join Anders here off the bench as well as Effie Young steps in for Riley County. Inbound play for Nemaw Central, thrown in the far corner to Honeyman. A rocket up top, now to the right wing, inside pass from Snyder to Nordis. This ball is loose on the ground. Effie Young trying to jam it for a jump ball, and near side official, he'll throw the thumbs up, and possession arrow here will favor Riley County, and they'll take over off the turn of Nemaw Central. Both teams, six turnovers in this first half, 6 minutes to go in the first half as well. 13-3. Riley County up by 10 over Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central got this game scoring with 2 points, the first bucket of the game from Kenny McKee, but since that point, they've been outscored 13-1. All right, now there's some stoppage for time here on the floor. Near side official communicating with head coach Kelsey Nelson and her assistant. But whistle goes, and we're back and ready to run. Nemaw Central switch things up. They're running a man-to-man pressure here down the floor. Effie Young gets it passed with a split down the middle of the floor. And Nemaw Central knocks this ball out of bounds. Riley County will inbound it underneath the glass. Left side, Maddie Gooch, the 5'4 freshman. She's looking out to her right side. She'll bounce past it that way on the block. Spinning around Barta. Barta kicks out to Holly. Holly at the left elbow. She'll dribble out to the seam. Now left look to the wing. With it is Gooch. Gooch keeping it low. Looking to her left. Fires that way. On a quick pass back to Barta. Barta. Get a little high up of her head. Right side Effie Young. Effie Young to Gooch. Gooch back left. In the nail. Holly! With the long two. Holly now 5 points in this second quarter. And Hermish down the floor throws a bullet pass right into the face of Effie Young. She shakes her head. Good to go. Foul called on Nemaha Central. Or excuse me, Riley County coming on against Addie Gooch. Nemaha Central inbounds it from the near side. Second team foul of the court for Riley County. Nemaha Central has it from the far side wing. Back up top. To Hermish. Hermish looking down under to Nordis, and Nordis right up her bread basket into the basket of Barta. Her first steal of the game for Barta. Down the floor here on the timeline. She'll see the left side. Back up top, Holly. Holly taking no hesitation to trigger the three, but off the right of the mark, missed and rebounded by Nemaha Central. McKee down the floor with the board on the right wing, and they call her on a travel. Nemaha Central made turnovers here in the first half, three in this second quarter. Substitutions on the floor for Riley County. Bell Hancock, one of the few seniors and the only senior here on the roster in this game. Here coming in, 5'4", senior guard. There was 2 points a game last season. Riley County also, Isabel Nelson coming back in, trying to dribble this one past the timeline. 1-on-1 against Honeyman. She gets it down the left elbow. Kicks out. Effie Young doesn't hesitate. 3-point flyer off the right of the iron and out of bounds. Nemaha Central takes over. Riley County has now missed two straight three-pointers. They are 2 of 5 here in this first half. Nemaha Central is 0-for-3. Nemaha Central pushing the ball down the floor, and it's stolen by Tegan Kennedy. Riley County down the court, working to the right side. Top of the arc, right side. Bell looking for a three-pointer to Hancock. Her first attempt of the game for a field goal, and she misses. Underneath the basket is a tie-up for the ball. But a foul is called on Riley County. That comes on Naya Barta. That's her first of the game, third team foul here of the quarter. And more substitutes hit the floor here for Riley County. But a timeout is called by Riley County. Their first timeout here of the half with 4:15 to go in the second quarter, 15-3. Riley County is up 12 points over Nemaha Central. They've outscored them 15-1 in the last 16 points. We'll take a quick break. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Coming out of Riley County's first time out in the game, 15-3. They lead here by 12 over Nemaha Central. 4:07 to go here in the second quarter. Nemaha Central has it. Hermish on the left elbow. She'll kick it out to the wing. Now back to the top of the three-point line. On the high out. Here to McKee. McKee dribbling in the far corner, short corner. Pass inside and a bucket made by Nordis. Nemaha Central finally getting on the board with an assist from McKee. An inside slicer by Nordis. Holly at the top of the timeline here. She'll look to the right to Nelson. Nelson looking it to the right of her hip. Now she'll dribble out to the left. Passing it to Effie Young. Effie Young back to Nelson. And Nelson back left Effie Young. Effie Young down the far corner. Holly, pump faking a couple times. Now she'll look to Anders. Anders gets the ball punched out behind her. But they're going to say she was the last one to touch the ball. That's a turnover for Riley County. They're 7th of the half. Nemaha Central takes over. Seneca needing to get here on a run. Out of the last 18 points scored, 15 have went towards Riley County. Nemaha Central with the ball. Hermish at the elbow, looking down to the block for a pass. But Effie Young has a steal in the corner. Her second steal of the game. Ninth turnover of the half here for Nemaha Central. Nelson at the top of the arc. Right side look. Nemaha Central here in a 2-3 zone. Nelson out left to Effie Young. Worked around the three-point line. Riley County, now Nelson drives inside three defenders, but off the front iron, missed. Anders got the rebound underneath. Trying to look for putback, couldn't get it. Now another second-chance opportunity. Holly has it. She misses, and a snag by Hermish for the defensive board from Nemaha Central. So two offensive rebounds don't amount for anything for Riley County. And Nemaha Central looking to score in Leager on the short corner. She misses her shot. And the rebound's by Audrey Holly for Riley County. She's got 6 rebounds here in this first half. Holly on the far side of the perimeter. She's got a screen set. She dribbles off to the top of the key. Now she'll go right to Effie Young. Effie Young down to your corner. Inside look at the block and a foul called on Nemaha Central. Foul's called on Emma Hermish, the 5'8 junior guard. And substitutions here on both sides. Bailey Snyder and Jade Mackey coming in for Nemaha Central for Riley County. Annie Gooch stepping back here into the contest. Gooch here. She'll have the inbound after coming here off the bench. She'll get it back into herself on the corner. Down to the block on a pass. Missing the shot underneath and rebound by Hermisch. Emaw Central taking this one down the floor with Mackey. Mackey left side wing to Honeyman. Honeyman back up to McKee. Back right, Snyder. Snyder down the far corner. Reset to the top of the three-point line to Mackey. Mackey to McKee. McKee on the baseline. Bounce pass. Somehow sticking through everybody on the floor on a low bounce. And this one reset the top and missed on a three-pointer from Emaw Central. They are 0-4 outside the three-point line in this first half. Riley County in control of the ball now. And the tempo with 1:22 to go here in this second quarter. Up by 10, 15-5 over Emaw Central. At the top is Gooch, and Gooch loses the ball. It's stolen here by Hermisch. Down the floor, Honeyman. Honeyman couldn't get the bunny to finish. Down the floor, Gooch has it off the rebound, and she'll turn it back over. Back to Emaw Central. Back-to-back steals this time. Here, Bailey Snyder with it down the floor, and she passes that to Riley County. Both teams exchanging an abundant amount of turnovers. Is it Audrey Hawley who has it? Hawley, out to her left to Nelson. Nelson looking to her coach, Kesley Nelson, for the call. Passing that left to Hawley. Hawley, screen is set. She'll drive it in the nail. Down to the block. She'll pass it. And a shot missed underneath by Kennedy. And a foul to follow after. Foul is coming against Riley County. That's the first foul of the game against taking Kennedy in the fourth team foul here for Riley County. Only one team foul of the quarter for Emaw Central. 35 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. 15-5. Emaw Central down by 10 to Riley County. Bailey Snyder to throw it in. Emaw Central working right to left down your dial. They throw it in to Mackey. Mackey, right side to Leaguer. Leaguer back to Mackey. Here, 28 seconds left on the shot clock, and here the first half. And a throw to the near side from Leaguer is out of bounds. It's another turnover for the Thunder. 12 turnovers here on the half. They average 14 and a half turnovers a game. They've nearly hit that mark here in the first two quarters against Riley County. One of the top teams here in the Big East. In the championship of the first ever Big East title last year. Hawley has it. Bounce pass back behind her to Gooch. Gooch skip out to the left to Nelson. Nelson, Gooch. Gooch here, 8 seconds left here of the half, holding the ball, screen is set. She's got a wide open three, she'll go up the right of the board and underneath the basket, the ball's picked up out of bounds by Mackey for Emaw Central, so Riley County with 2 seconds here and a chance to get one more shot up before the end of the half, up by 10 already, 2 seconds to go, throws it into Hawley, she's got a jumper from the elbow, it's in and out, back in the basket for Audrey Hawley. Finishing with 7 points on the half and all coming in the second quarter for Audrey Hawley, the team leader here in points this season for Riley County. We'll take a step aside here for halftime. 17-5, Riley County leads by 12 here over Emaw Central. We're back here in a couple minutes on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Are you tired of cooking? Need a place to unwind with great friends, cold drinks, and food that hits the spot? Then you gotta head down to Sidelines Bar and Grill. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy wings, fresh salads, and all of your favorite pub grub served up with a smile. Catch the game on our big screen. Challenge your buddies to some pool, or just relax with a cold one after a long day. From game nights to just a great weeknight out, Sidelines is the place to go for good times and good company. Sidelines Bar and Grill, your spot for sports, food, and fun.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. You can visit online at highlandcc.edu. Right here, the Raleigh County Falcons up over Nemaha Central, 17-5, a 12-point lead here over Nemaha Central, Class 3A, but also a Big East battle between these two teams that finish out Big East play on this season. Well, this game, of course, going towards sub-state seeding as well as, again, on the girls' side, Riley County is fifth, and this is about the sub-state. Well, Nemaha Central is seventh, so this is a crucial game, but right now it's been all Riley County, and I said it in the pregame, it's probably going to be a low-scoring game between these two teams. They're going to play very rough and tough on the defensive side of the board, and, well, that couldn't be any closer to the truth as Riley County, again, they held Nemaha Central to 3 points in the first quarter and only 2 points in the second. Nemaha Central, they held Riley County to 10 points and 7 points in the second, but again, they've allowed 17 points, and usually if you allow only 17 points on the half, you're pretty ecstatic, but when you only have five sites on your side of the board, then, you know, it's not as exciting in that case, but we're looking at some stats here at the half, Riley County, with right now 12 rebounds, 9 turnovers, 2 of 7 outside the arc, 2 of 4 at the free throw line, currently right now with 6 steals on the game, 1 assist and only 1 timeout taken so far for Nemaha Central. 8 rebounds, 12 turnovers, 0 of 4 outside the arc, 1 of 2 at the free throw line, 4 steals, 2 assists, and only 2 timeouts have been taken here for Nemaha Central as we head here into this second half. Again, Nemaha Central down by 12 to Riley County. Nemaha Central, they got the game going. They scored the first points from Kennedy McKee. For Nemaha Central, they went up 2-0, but right after that, they've been outscored pretty big. They've been outscored 17-3 in the last 20 points scored. And for Nemaha Central, they've allowed Riley County to get on a run. Of course, to end that first half, Sarah Effiong had a steal and a deal. Steal turned into a layup to finish for Riley County to head into that second quarter up 10-3 in comparison what could have been maybe 8-3. So again, for Nemaha Central on the defensive side, on the offensive side, not only do they have to score, but they have to keep a better hold of the ball. I mean, 12 turnovers on a half is something, of course, Adam Hilgen is probably stressing here in the locker room that he doesn't want to replicate here in quarters number 3 and 4. So holding on to the ball a little better, taking a little more time at setting up some offensive sets. They're handling a very tough 2-3 zone for Riley County. And one thing to mention is Riley County, man, they're making substitutions galore. I mean, it is a new player on the floor every 60 seconds here. And, you know, it's kind of hard to get adjusted to if you're Nemaha Central. I mean, you got different matchups, and Nemaha Central finally broke themselves into a zone of their own. So both teams trying to bounce off one another and Riley County is just about keeping their foot on the pedal here in the second half. They did about everything right in the first half. Of course, the offense was a little stagnant at times, but overall, when you have a 12-point lead going into the halftime like that, and you'd love to continue to have that sort of lead and, of course, dominance as you go into this second half. And it's all defense. It's all defense. That's exactly what Riley County is going to try to work with here in quarters number 3 and 4. Well, we're going to step aside here for 3 minutes. Let's get right back, and we'll be ready for the second half action here between Riley County and Nemaha Central. 17-5. Riley County up by 12 over Nemaha Central.
Hello, my name is Sarah Jean Roki, and I'm a chiropractic assistant at Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness. I am passionate about the work I get to do because I get to connect with people and I have the opportunity to educate them on how to live a healthier and more fulfilling life. Because of this passion for health, I am also studying to become a health and wellness coach. I look forward to meeting you and working with you. We are here in Sabetha, so call Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get your appointment today.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our School Spirit debit card. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Your heart is your lifeline, and every beat matters. If you've experienced a heart attack, surgery, or have heart disease, you are not alone, and we're here to help. At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital Cardiac Rehab, we guide you every step of the way to rebuild strength, regain confidence, and live life fully. With a personalized exercise plan and expert care, you'll take back control of your health. Take the first step today and call Kylie Felkiam at 785-336-6181. Because a stronger heart means a stronger you. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back here on 92.1 KMZ for the MSU Sports Radio Network. 17-5, Riley County leads by 12 over Nemaha Central. We got two quarters and 16 minutes left here at basketball action between these two teams. Nemaha Central comes out with it here at half court to start this second half, down by 12. Snyder back to Mackey. Mackey to the right wing. Here to McKee. McKee to Hermish. Hermish drives baseline inside the paint. Floats it in the basket for two. And Hermish starts off the third quarter on a good note for Nemaha Central. Now only down by 10 to Riley County. It's not a huge deficit, and your defense has been very efficient here. So as long as Nemaha Central can get hot and going, well, they keep themselves right back here in this contest. Here, Riley County with the ball. Hawley with a short corner jumper. That one sliced through. Hawley had no points in the first quarter here, and now the last two. She is bundled up with 9. Hermish on the far side wing. Now to Mackey, Mackey to McKee, McKee hovering over the nail, now to Mackey, McKee, baseline pass, dribble in, and now a kick back out to Mackey. She'll drive inside and be fouled. He will now go up to, well, actually, they're going to say she didn't get the shot off, so it'll be a foul on the floor called on Riley County. Second foul of the game against Isabel Nelson. Here inside, Hermish, and just off the front of the iron as the rebound is picked up by Holly for Riley County. Down the floor, Holly has it here on the wing, loses the ball underneath herself. It's going to be a jump ball. The possession arrow here stays with Riley County. 12-point lead for Riley County over Nemaha Central with 6:47 to go in the third quarter. Inbound play here on the far sideline from Nelson, tossing it in to Gooch. Gooch, here on down the right, she'll float it to the left to Anders. Anders, who had a nice first quarter with 6 points, hasn't scored since. Here's Gooch to Holly. Holly on the left side, top of the arc. Now what's left to Nelson. Nelson back up top. In the game here, Matoska. Matoska sets a screen for Nelson. Back up to Anders. 3 seconds here on the shot clock, and a foul is called on Nemaha Central. Foul will come against Caroline Nordis. Her second foul of the game, and it'll be a shot foul to put Riley County up to the free throw line. Riley County 2-4 in the first half at the charity stripe, as his first free throw is nice to the net by Emma Anders. She only have two her last time up at the free throw line. Her second attempt was disregarded due to a violation, but here her second attempt here this time is gone through. So she's gets the ability to take both free throws, and she goes 2-for-2 at the line. 21-7, largest leading for Riley County. It's by 14 over Nemaha Central, 6:13 to go in this third quarter. Hermish drives inside and misses it off the left of the bucket. Rebound by Holly again. 2 rebounds here for her in this third quarter. 9 on the game. Falcons holding it at the timeline with Gooch. And Gooch nearly losing the ball. 1-on-1 against Snyder. Throw it in front of her. To Matoska. Now to the near side corner. Rotate it back up. Now throw in the paint. And turning inside is Matoska. With her first 2 points of the game, the lone returning starter in 2-year varsity experience, Junior finally gets her first points of the game here for Riley County. Here, Nemaha Central on the far wing. Opposite side skip from McKee, and she'll go out of bounds. Nemaha Central, they were playing flawless ball for a moment, but no turnovers here in the first 2 minutes and 30 seconds here in this third quarter. But there comes their first turnover bug. Sarah Effiong being substituted in here for Riley County. Also coming in is Tegan Kennedy. Coming out, Anders and Isabel Nelson as Riley County throws this ball in from the near side. Nemaha Central bench here on the far perimeter. Holly out to the near, and they're going to get a half-court violation called on Riley County. Nemaha Central takes over here on the floor for Nemaha Central. Hermish, McKee, Carolina Nordis, Bailey Snyder, and as well Meg Honeyman. Nemaha Central tosses it in from their own bench. Into McKee. McKee, Honeyman, far side skip to Snyder. Snyder on the top of her head, holding the ball. She'll go right to McKee. McKee, back left, Snyder. She'll go into the three-point shot, but she misses it off the right of the mark. And it's out of bounds, and it'll go to Riley County. Nemaha Central now 0-5 outside the arc, still not having hit that three-pointer that they have wanted in this game. Effing on the far side of the perimeter, trying to take this one down the timeline. She'll pass it off to the near to Holly, mid-pass to Gooch, and a foul called on Nemaha Central. Between a tussle between Bailey Snyder and Meg Honeyman, Honeyman is the one who is charged with the foul. The first foul called on Meg Honeyman on the game. The second team foul, the third quarter for Nemaha Central. Another substitution for Riley County. Coming in is Isabel Nelson. Coming out is Addie Gooch. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, 23-7. Riley County leads over Nemaha Central. Riley County here with the ball. Nelson left side to Holly. Holly back to Nelson. Nelson's screen is set. She'll go inside the nail. She'll kick it down the bounce pass to the right side. Effie Young down the baseline. Here's the head back up top. Nelson left side to Holly. Holly shakes it to the right. Now to the baseline. Short corner. Near side shot. Missed by Nelson and picked up by Effie Young, and they're going to get her on a travel. Riley County, their 10th turnover on the game. Nemaha Central takes over. Down the floor, it's McKee. McKee to her left. A hit pickup, Hermish to Honeyman. Honeyman looking to her right to McKee. McKee Left side, Snyder. Snyder trapped on the far side wing. And now backed around the three-point line. Ball is knocked out of bounds. 4:25 to go here in the third quarter. 23-7. Riley County over Nemaus Central. Inbound play. Block set here up to the near baseline. McKee throws it into Hermish. Hermish back right to McKee. Stutter steps, thinking about a three-point shot. Instead of taking it, she'll go to Hermish. Hermish to Honeyman. Back right to McKee. McKee, Hermish, and now inside. Jump off the Nordis, and the connection is for success. Nordis getting her second bucket of the game, and Hermish getting her first assist. Riley County trying to break a press, and to no avail as Snyder's got the steal down the floor. McKee, McKee's fouled, and she'll go up to the line and shoot two. 11th turnover of the game for Riley County. Going up to the free throw line is Kenny McKee, the 5'5" senior guard. McKee, 25 of 40 this season from the free throw line, a 62% shooter from the charity stripe. First free throw is off the back of the iron, and it falls through. McKee hits her first shot off a bounce from the back heel, and now a timeout is called. With 3:56 to go here in the third quarter. It's a timeout by Riley County. A full 60 seconds. 3:56 to go in the third. 23-10. Riley County leads over Nemaus Central. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bill. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here to Raleigh County timeout. Free throw up, and here is Silk through the net for Kenny McKee as she goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. 23-11. Raleigh County still up by 12 here over Nemaus Central. Their lead going in here into the second half with 3:54 to go here in the third quarter. And Raleigh County gets pushed to the ground here. It's Isabel Nelson on the near side. And the foul's on Nemaha Central's Meg Honeyman. That is her second foul of the game. And third team foul here of the quarter on Nemaha Central. Here they're running a 2-1 trap on Gooch. But she's able to fight through it on the far side of the court with a dribble and drive. Not stuck with it. The ball knocked out of her hands. They're going to say she was the last one to touch it. Now substitution here in for Riley County, taking out Gucci. Just had the turnover for Riley County. Holly comes in. Nemaha Central.
Be right back.
What's this inbound play? Hermish will throw it in. McKee standing in just a couple feet in front of her. McKee gets it. McKee dribbles out to her right, passes on a zip to Honeyman. Honeyman to Snyder. Snyder up to the top of the high out, the arc. McKee. McKee right to Snyder. Snyder back to McKee. McKee Honeyman. Back right McKee. Out left wing. Snyder. Bounce pass inside a low block. Nordis looking to Hermish on the opposite side. Hermish drives inside. Tries to use the backboard, but clearing the glass is Isabel Nelson with the rebound. Down the floor. Nelson on the right side of the perimeter. Working up here at the top of the timeline. Backstepping. She'll look left to Holly. Holly zips it. Out left to Anders. Anders driving one-on-one and out to the top of the arc. Screen set. Nelson loses the ball. And it's going to be a jump ball possession arrow beamed to Nemaha Central. Raleigh County will turn it over. Their 13th turnover on the game. Both teams have 13 turnovers. 23-11. Nemaw Central still down by 12 to Riley County with 2:45 to go in the third. Kermish transfers it out to McKee at the left seam, down the right wing to the corner. Inside look to Hermish. Hermish, low pass out to Honeyman, and Effiong looking for a steal. She's got her third of the game. Down the floor, it's a track race. One-on-one, Effiong got the steal. The second time this game that the sophomore has taken a ball down the floor after a terrific steal. 4 points on the game for Effiong. All from defensive takeaways. In all central. Went at the top of the arc. Now right to Hermish. Hermish inside step in the seam. Now left to Honeyman. Honeyman flies the three in the first three of the game. Hit for Nemaw Central. Now 1 of 6. Comes in from McKee. Riley County pushing it down the floor with Holly. Past the timeline. She's trapped by Honeyman and Snyder. And they're going to get a jump ball. But the possession arrow here sticks with Riley County. 1:46 to go in the third, 25-14, 11-point game. Riley County holds the lead. They've held it for 99% of this game. As Mackey here comes and substituted in for Nemaw Central, taking out Snyder, and Nordis comes in for Hermish. Hermish getting one of her first few breaks here of this game. And Riley County, they decided they'll make a substitute here as well. Isabel Nelson comes out, and Addie Gooch comes in, the freshman. Only got an assist to stealing 2 boards in this game. Inbound play for Riley County. Up near side, Effiong to Gooch. Gooch here at the timeline, looking right to Effiong. Effiong to the elbow. And now to the baseline to Anders. Trying to fight through two defenders, and they're going to get her on a travel. 95 seconds to go in the third. 25-14. NC down to Riley County. Mackey. Down the floor, past the timeline with a dribble and drive. She'll look to the right, opposite of her, to McKee. And a pass into the interior is taken away by Riley County. Stolen by Matoska. Her second steal of the game. Effiong has it on the right of the high out. Now, looking to the short corner far side on a skip. Gooch nearly turns the ball over. This last touch by Nemaw Central. Riley County keeps it on the far sideline. Effiong to throw it in. Box set. She'll look to the left. Find it to Gooch. Gooch back to her right. Far wing. Arced around. Out to the top of the arc to Gooch. Gooch right side. Effiong back to Gooch. Gooch fires the three and takes it from the rocky top. Gooch, her first points of the game. Riley County, they had missed 4 straight threes. Finally, they get one to fall in here in the third quarter. And immediately Nemaw Central taking over, and they turn it over with the travel. Nemaw Central now 15 turnovers on the game. Riley County takes over with a 14-point lead with 45 seconds to go in the third. Effiong on the right side of the perimeter. Now she'll look left, handling a 3-2 zone here against Nemaw Central. Anders on the far wing. Up top to Gooch. Gooch dribbles in. She'll fly it out. Isabel Smith, or excuse me, here Nelson with the three, missed. Underneath the basket, a putback for Riley County is good. Caroline Nordis picks up the foul for Nemaw Central. That puts Emma Anders up to the free throw line. Here to shoot and one after making the bucket. And her free throw is up and sliced right through the net. Riley County only up 11 just moments ago. Now they're up 17, 31-14. Here over Nemaw Central, 30 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Nemaw Central down the floor. They need a response. Termish looking under to Nordis. She bounces the ball over the top of her hands, and it goes out of bounds. The last touch by Riley County. 17 seconds here in the third. Substitution on the floor for Riley County, putting back in their lone senior, Belle Hancock. Coming in for the freshman, Isabel Nelson, giving her the break. Nemaw Central running a box set, throwing for McKee. McKee looks to her right side. She'll zip it that way, and it's stolen by Effiong. Her fourth steal of the game. Effiong looking out to her left for Hancock. Hancock down the floor to Gooch. Gooch dribbling down the aisle. throwing it up and missing the basket down the floor. And this is a high arc pass that somehow finds its way to Hermish, and Hermish misses it from the nail. It looked like for a second that Holthouse was trying to make a full court shot or maybe a pass, whatever it was. Nemaw Central doesn't come up with any points to end the quarter. They're down by 17, 31-14 to Riley County. We got one quarter left to go down here at Seneca, Kansas. We're back in 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Kansaland Radio.
Nemaw Central begins with the ball here to start the fourth quarter, down by 17, 31-14. But here, a three-pointer from the near side. They'll get it from, I believe, Leaguer, the one that's called for the three-pointer. I had some people in front of me, so I couldn't quite see who hit the three-pointers. Crowd people are kind of walking here. So sorry, folks, I didn't get to see that one. But again, here, Nemaw Central, they click the three-pointer. And now only down here by 14 to Riley County. And now here Riley County picking up a foul. It's the second foul of the game charged on Annie Gooch. Now Nemaw Central down the floor. Hermish drilling up to the top of the arc. Now turns around to Honeyman. Honeyman looking to her right now. She'll zip it to her left to Leaguer, and Leaguer throws it out of bounds. Trying to skip it back here to the bench side. And Nemaw Central turns it over. 7-11 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 31-17. Riley County here leads over Nemaw Central. The Falcons taking it here down the floor with Gooch. Gooch looking out to her right side. She'll zip it that way. Top pass to Anders. Anders fire to the left. And now Hawley at the top of the arc. Drains the three. Audrey Hawley, now with two threes on the game. Falcons, they've hit back-to-back threes. Back-to-back quarters here as well. And Nemaw Central down the floor. McKee getting called on a travel. And now 17 turnovers on the game for Nemaw Central. 17 is also the amount of points they have on the board, and the timeout is called, a full timeout by Nemaw Central. There they'll have just one remaining, 6:45 left to go here in the fourth quarter, 34-17, Riley County over Nemaw Central. We're back in 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Smoking Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Metro Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Kansaland Radio.
6:35 left to go in the fourth quarter after Nemaha Central using a third timeout in the game here, down 34-17. Riley County here with the lead and the ball. Here at the top, Gooch looking out to the right side, back to Nelson. Nelson down to Anders on the wing. Back up top in the three-point line. Now a drive to the low block, and the ball is swatted out of bounds by Hermish. Hermish, who now has 13 blocks on the season, team leader in blocks this year. Hey, Riley County, they'll get the inbound play with Gooch. She looks to her left, zips it that way, found in the corner. Nelson throws up a three. It's a high skip off the heel, and now it's rebounded by the defense. Nemaha Central, they give it right back to Riley County. Riley County takes the way off a steal from the rebound from Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central now 18 turnovers on the game. Gooch looking to the right to Nelson. Nelson with it. Turns, spins inside. Now fires it out to her right. Outside the arc. Driving in is Anderson, or Anders. And they'll get a timeout here called from Riley County. A 30-second timeout. Now two remaining here for both teams. 5:49 to go in the fourth quarter. 34-17. Nemaha Central still down by 17 to Riley County. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back after this.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Inbound play for Riley County. Three-pointer is up and missed off the mark. Rebounded here by Nemaha Central. Hermish down the floor. Nemaha Central takes it. 5:39 left to go in the fourth quarter. 34-17. Nemaha Central trail 17 to Riley County. Mackey dribbling inside. Kicks it out for a long three from Hermish. She misses, and underneath the basket for a putback is Caroline Nordis. Nordis now scoring in three of the four quarters here in the last three straight. Nemaha Central down only by 15 points. Riley County holds it. Nelson back right to Gooch. Gooch dribbles out to the left. Looks down low to Nelson. Nelson back right to Gooch. Both teams, they've been in the zone defense this entire second half. Here's Holly. Bounce pass inside. Anders takes a step in, and it rattles in the basket. Anders. Now, here, well over double-digit scored in this game. She had 6 points in the first quarter, five in the third. And now, long three-pointer up by Hermish. Missed and rebounded by Gooch for Riley County. Down the floor. Riley County working with it on their side perimeter. Bounce pass here to Nelson. Nelson back right to Gooch. Gooch on the far side. Holly. Holly to the elbow. Matoska and Matoska being tangled up here for a jump ball. Possession arrow will stay with Riley County. Actually, they're going to call this a foul on Nemaha Central. It'll be on Emma Hermish. Her fourth foul of the game. Now Hermish will stay here out on the floor. She is well needed for Nemaha Central. And then play up coming here for Riley County. Throw it into Holly at the top. She'll drive to the left elbow. Already set to the top of the arc. Nelson to Gooch. Gooch veers out to her right. Zips it that way. To Nelson. Nelson, Holly. Holly, Anders. Anders, high pass to the top of the arc. Get back right. Back left to Nelson. On the near wing. Just throwing it around the three-point line. Riley County trying to look for the opening. Here on a drive on the baseline, Nelson, but she drops the ball and loses it. Nordis with the steal down the floor. Nemaha Central with the ball. McKee to Mackey. Mackey back to McKee. Three-point flyer on the way off the back heel and rebounds on a hop from Holly. Riley County, Holly down the floor. Pass to the right to Gooch. Gooch. Trapped by two, but she dribbles around it to the left side. Down the aisle, looking for a finish off the left side, and Gooch has it. 5 points in this game here for the freshman. Emile Central needing to respond here. They got to play an efficient final 3 minutes here in this game. Down 38-19. A jump ball is called under the netting. The possession error will transfer here to Riley County. Emile Central turns it over. 19 turnovers on the game. Sarah Epion comes in for Riley County, and that's huge. She's been the main one who's turned over Emile Central. She's gotten 4 steals this game. She's contested a lot of balls. And here she's got the inbound for Riley County. Throw it in. She'll get it back to her on the far side. Now back left to Holly. Holly firing it down the floor to Epion. Stopped at the right seam. She'll dribble it out. Now back out to Gooch. 2:50 left to go now in the contest. 38-19. Riley County over Emile Central. At the top of the arc. Left side, Holly. Holly back right. Gooch. Gooch, Epion. 2:40 to go. 10 here on the shot clock. Holly on the left wing. Dribble inside. 2 foot from the left block and missing the pull-up shot. Ball out of bounds. And Emile Central will take over with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go in this game. You're down 38-19 to Riley County. Emile Central tracking left to right down your dial with McKee. McKee waiting for the offensive setup. She'll dribble out to the right wing. Now look left to Snyder. It's stolen by Epion. Her 5th steal of the game and her hot 3rd layup. It rolls off the top and Holly has the putback. Epion, 5 steals in the game. Nearly got her 3rd bucket off of it. But able to make the finish was Audrey Holly. She was also fouled in the process in the putback, so she's up to the line to shoot the and one. Foul was called on Bailey Snyder, her 1st of the game. Emile Central, their 2nd team foul of this 4th quarter. And a substitution comes in here for Nemaha Central. Jordan Haberkamp, the 5-5 senior guard, coming in for the 1st time in this game. Holly looking to make this a 22-point game at the free throw line as her only free throw is up and off, but rebounded by Epion, her 1st board of the game. Epion has it at the top, and now there's a scramble for the ball at the timeline. Long has it. Right now she's kind of breakdancing on the floor as she gets up with a smile. She trips about 3 times. That kind of looks like me in the morning trying to get out of bed sometimes. And she's in all smiles and her teammates as well. And Epion here throws it in from the sideline. There's a foul called on Emile Central. That was on Mackie. 3rd team foul on Emile Central. Riley County working it outside the 3-point line, looking to secure this game here over Emile Central. And a big foul here coming against Emile Central. Push. And that'll be called on Mackie. Now back-to-back fouls have come against Mackie. No more fouls to give for Emile Central. That's their 4th foul of the quarter. Down 21 to Riley County with 1:40 to go in the game. Riley County holds the ball outside of the arc on the near wing. Epion, and that ball is knocked out of bounds, but it's last touched by her hand. Val Hancock comes back in here for Riley County, the senior, getting some time here on the floor. Substitute in for Audrey Hawley, the 5'9" sophomore. Again, this is a very young Riley County team, a team that came in tonight with 2 freshman starters and 1 sophomore, compared to Emile Central's 3 seniors. This young unit, who went 18-1 in JV last year, they have proven a lot this season already. More so in that sophomore class, as a lot of freshmen were just 8th graders last year. Here at the free throw line for Nemaha Central. Profound picked up on Riley County's Tegan Kennedy. For 2nd of the game at the free throw line. And Liza Leager, her 1st free throw was up and smooth as butter. Less than 90 seconds to go, 1:28 here in this game. 40-20, Nemaha Central trails, and the 2nd free throw is up and rocks through for McKee. 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 4 for 4 on the game for McKee. Right now here on the leading score for Emile Central with 9 points. For the 5'5" senior. Riley County has it, and a timeout is called from Kelsey Nelson with 1:19 to go here in this game. A 19-point lead for Riley County, 40-21 here over at Nemaha Central. We'll take a 30-second timeout. More timeout of the game called by Riley County. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
1:19 left to go here in the fourth quarter between Riley County and Nemaha Central. Their first meeting this season and nearing the Big East. The final Big East play here for these two teams on the year. And Riley County right now on the top of this contest. 19 points over Nemaha Central, 40-21. They led at the half, 17-5 over Nemaha Central. They allowed the first bucket of the game to go to the Thunder, but right after that, it was all Riley County, and it's been ever since. Hauling out right to Gooch. Gooch down the floor here. Riley County handling the press. Now all they have to do is run as much time as they can off the clock and await the foul from Nemaha Central. None more to give for the Thunder. Here at half court, nearly losing the ball is Nelson, and she does a steal for Jordan Haberkamp, the senior. First steal of the game for her, 15th turn for the Falcons. Snyder to Leaguer, Leaguer inside and misses right off the right of the ball. And Holly's got a rebound. Now at a double-double for Audrey Holly for Riley County. Riley County just trying to run out this final 30 seconds in this game. There's 18 on the shot clock, so they will have to take an attempt here at the basket, but Riley County will win this game here over Nemaha Central. As Nemaha Central will not foul, and they will let this game run dry as this shot up and missed out of bounds from Riley County, and Nemaha Central have with 16 seconds to go. Down by 19, Nemaha Central will drop to 12-8 this season and 7-3 in Big East play, and Riley County to improve to 13-6 on the year and 8-2 in Big East play. One thing I'd like to give a shout out real quick too before we end this one here for our girls broadcast. I'd like to give a shout out to a previous graduate from Nemaha Central, Cammie Dollinghouse, who up at Highland is averaging 11 points a game this season as a basketball player. She transferred over from volleyball. She's been incredible. I've had a great time covering Scotty Athletics up there and watching her actually dominate the court. She gets 21 points on Wednesday. So shout out to a local Nemaha Central athlete who graduated last year as Nemaha Central here falls in this matchup by 19 points, 40-21 to Riley County. A 19-point loss for Nemaha Central. We'll take a break. We're back here after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network here for our post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. Here, Riley County coming away with the victory 40-21 here over Nemaw Central, a victory of 19 points. Right now here they're doing a ceremonial thing at Nemaw Central. But again, Riley County, again, they led at the half 17-5 over Nemaw Central. Only one lead change in this game. Nemaw Central had the first bucket off Kenny McKee, who wound up finishing as the leading scorer for Nemaw Central with 9 total points. But here, again, Riley County, but after they get up that first bucket of the game, they led the first quarter that way through 10-3, and then they end the half 17-5. They outscored Nemaw Central in the third quarter 14-9, and then in quarter number four, 9-7. So Riley County dominating every quarter of the way in this matchup. Audrey Hawley finished with 14 points and 11 rebounds total, winning the player of the game here, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank and Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Also, again, a couple mentions here from Nemaw Central. Kennedy McKee finished with 9 points, a 3 from Leaguer. Hermish with 3 points. Caroline Nordis also had scored 3 buckets in 4 out of the 3 out of the 4 quarters, having a layup finish in 3 out of the 4 with 2 steals. Shout-out to Raleigh County's Sarah Effiong, who finished with 5 steals on the game and 4 points and a rebound. But those 5 steals, they meant a lot to Riley County. She had a steal and a deal to end the first quarter, and she had one in the third quarter as well. So Sarah Effiong, man, she had an incredible night with her ability to stay disciplined on the floor and getting some good takeaways for Riley County. So again, Riley County here improves to 13-6 on the season, 8-2 here in the Big East. Nemaw Central here drops to 12-8 on the season and 7-3 in Big East play. We're going to take six to seven minutes here aside. We'll come back and we'll get ready for our boys matchup here at 92.1 KMZA, Riley County, Nemaw Central, coming up here on the boys side, all on the MSU Sports Radio Network.